Parental discretion advised. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Geo's Passion, where some of the names have been changed to protect the innocent and not so innocent. Enjoy the ride.
What's up, Geo's Passion Posse, GPP, and the place to be. I'm bringing you this podcast from my GPP studios in Wesley Chapel, Florida. Welcome to Geo's Passion. My name is Jack, and I am your host. So for those of you who personally know me, you know it's been a rough month for me. My baby Tank, who was my 16-year-old rescue Boston Terrier Pekingese dog, had to be put to sleep. He got really sick, and the last week when we took him to the vet was his worst for me and the rest of the family. He was the first dog for my youngest son and the first dog that I had. He was loved by everyone and really put a hole in my heart when he left. It's crazy because, like, I'll be driving, listening to EDM or rock, and a song will come on, and it could be a headbanging song, but some of the words in there, and I'll just start to cry. So, you know, and then when you go into social media and stuff like that, you look at your files, you look at your pictures, and you upload pictures, and all you'll see is a bunch of his pics, you know, and I start crying and stuff like that. So it's been tough. It's been rough. It's been a month, but it's kicked my ass. So and for those of you who've wondered why I've been away, you know, I did one on Halloween, but it just took me some time because it's like I said, you know, he was my love. I love that dog with, you know, all my heart. And I tried recording a couple of times and it's been rough. It's really, really, really been rough. And I'm just like, you know what? Delete, 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 delete. And, so I'm trying today, So, this episode might sound a little different, because of the tears, you know, I still cry. I have the pain. I feel the pain. You know, it's hard to get through it. And what sucks even more is, like, you know, lately, I guess other people whose dogs have passed and they, you know, it's posted on social media, on Facebook and stuff like that. So I'm like, you know, shit, it's really getting me. So, but again, with the support of friends, family and the Geo's Passion Posse, I know I'll make it through. I appreciate everybody for this support, because I will tell you that, Whenever somebody says that a dog's man's best friend, they're not lying. They're not lying. They're, you know, they're like your kid. They're a part of you. They're part of your family. And at the end of the day, it really, 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 you know, it's hard. So, you know, some people are like, hey, you know what? You'll get another dog and stuff like that. And I'm sure maybe in a year or two, I'll get another dog, if anything. But, you know, Tank was my baby. Got him from a rescue in Wesley Chapel. There's a, what's this called? A pet. Oh, damn it. Those of you in Wesley Chapel, you know what I'm talking about. It's in the Groves. It's a PetSmart. Yeah, I think that's it. It's in PetSmart. And, you know, 16 years ago, he was 16. They were doing a rescue thing there. And I had goldfish, you know, I had goldfish and I was like, yeah, okay, you know, whatever. So I had goldfish and, you know, all I cared about was goldfish. And then I see this little puppy there and I'm like, dude, I looked at him and he looked at me and there was other puppies there, but nobody else was paying attention. And I was like, bro, if you look at me, I told him, if you look at me when I come out of the PetSmart and you're still looking at me, I'm going to adopt your ass. And I adopted him. And I still remember that day because, you know, my son was at a birthday and we took the dog to see him at the birthday party when we picked him up. And he wasn't expecting that. And yeah, bro. 16 years. And the thing that gets me is, oof. You know, like when you come home from work and it used to jump on you, you know, it's like, hey, what's up? Thank you for coming home finally. And he was a wise ass because we had treats for him. We did the Blue Buffalo. But when he was a puppy, I did Scooby Snacks. So ever since then, even Blue Buffalo was Scooby Snacks. So I told him, I was like, hey, you want a Scooby Snack? And then as he got older, it was like, I come home and he goes, you know, and I knew if I came home from work at a certain period of time, it was Scooby Snack time, you know. So he used to jump on me and hug me and kiss me. But we always knew what time it was. It was Scooby Snack time, you know. So he always wanted a Scooby Snacks, and, you know, that's how it was. So, rest in peace, Tank. Whew, Boston Terrier Pekingese mix. And he was small. He was a small dog, and he lasted 16 years. He was healthy till the end. At the end, he really got sick. He really got sick. He wouldn't eat, you know. And the thing that pisses me off the most, thing that pisses me off the most is that he was still happy. He was still happy till the end. And it's like he didn't know what was going on. And even when I went to the vet to put him down, he didn't know what was going on. He was still happy. His tail would wag, but you knew he was in pain because he wasn't eating. He wasn't drinking. He was the same happy-go-lucky dog, but you could tell he was sick. And, bro, it really fucked me up. So, this episode might be a little rough for some of the younger viewers. I'm not on my YouTube channel right now, for the younger audience. But I posted a picture on him on Gio's Passion social media, on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, on the geospassion.com website, and just to see my baby. So, dude, I tell you straight out. It's sometimes it's hard coming home. So I know, I used to be like, oh, you know, I feel sorry for you that you lost your animal and stuff like that. But bro, when you fucking go through this shit, it's legit and it hurts. It's like losing a human being because they're part of your life. 16 fucking years that dog was with us, you know? I mean, it hit my son in college, you know, because the last time he saw Tank was before he went up to school after summer break, you know. So it's hard. At least I got to say goodbye, you know. I went to the vet when we put him to sleep. I got to say goodbye, but you know, like my son, he wasn't there. And it's rough. It's really, really rough. So, you know, some days I'm good, some days I'm bad. Some days I just work just not to think, you know. And some days I just, you know, I lay in my bed and I cry. So, it happens to everybody. And the funny thing is, you could be the toughest fucking guy out there. You could be the Man of Steel. You could be Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know. You could be the Rock. And you got a dog, you got a cat, you got something like that. And you get attached to that animal. And that's what pisses me the fuck off, bro. When you got these people who are throwing animals out and they have no regard, they have no care for these animals, that really pisses me off. I hate that shit because, you know, you got those stupid Sarah McLachlan commercial, in the eyes of the angels. And then they're showing the dog who's abused, you know, the cat who's battered. And it pisses me off because they have feelings. You know, they have feelings just like you do. And they're almost human. You know, they're almost human. Whew. But it's sad that people fucking really do this shit to animals, you know? And then now you got storms, you got hurricanes. So like, I follow the Suncoast Animal League. And they're always constantly on Instagram. I follow them and they're constantly doing stuff and things like that. And, you know, and, it's great to see those pets. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? Excuse me. Eventually when I'm ready, I'll be ready to, you know, to adopt an animal, to adopt another dog, you know, and give him or her, you know, 16 years of life. Hopefully more. And what pisses me off and what really fucking kicks my ass is that it was during the holidays, you know, right before Halloween. You know, it was October 12th, so it was right before Halloween. So it really fucked me up because now it's Thanksgiving's this week. You know, in 30 days, it's Christmas, and then, you know, a week after that, it's New Year's. So I wish he was healthy enough to make it through the holidays. Because it makes it hard, you know. So yeah, it's rough as shit, bro. And guys and gals, you know, when I say pro, I mean guys and gals. I mean Geo's Passion Posse, the GPP, you know. So yeah, love your pets, man. And, you know, take those pictures and post them up on the social media for the holidays. You know, God bless you and your fam because it's tight. And, you know, I have family and friends and stuff like that around me, but there's still a piece that's missing. And, you know, whew, and when you're driving and listening to music and stuff like that, sometimes it could be the stupidest song, you know? Like the other day, freaking Air Supply came on. I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. And here I am, boom, crying and shit like that. Why? You know, simple stuff like that, you know? Simple words like that. So, but yeah, I'm going to stop this rant right now. But yeah, rest in peace, my dog Tank. I love you. I miss you. And, you know, I'll see you soon one day. Whew. And again, I appreciate everybody for reaching out, you know, giving me the support and the shout outs that they did. I finally had the, courage, if you want to say that, or the, I don't know what you want to call it, but to put his picture up and, you know, to put rest in peace and the date, you know, October 12th, 2022 that he died. And like I said, it's been a month and it's been hard as shit. So, but, you know, he gives me strength and he makes me smile even when things are rough. So, you know, shout out to you, baby. I love you, Tank. Oh, yeah, buddy. Here we go. We got this. Woo! Come on, baby. Have you ever been accused of hitting on a woman or flirting with a woman? I say wrongfully accused. So that's the topic for today. I was accused recently of flirting, actually hitting on a woman over social media. And I was like, are you kidding me? You gotta be kidding me. So have you ever been accused of flirting or hitting on a woman because they think you're non-vanilla, unholy thoughts of communication was something totally different than what was intended? Because you told them you thought their thigh-high boots and this nippy Florida weather is sexy for a woman to wear and your kryptonite. Have you ever been accused of flirting or hitting on a woman by letting a woman know your type and expressing that it's someone playful and not boring? And by that, we mean 50 shades of gray, light to moderate version. So let me ask you, would this make you feel awkward? As a woman, would it make you feel awkward if you were chatting with me and I told you these things? Then if it would, I will tell you, you would really feel awkward if I got into a real conversation about what I like and what I'd like to do to you. Oh, what I'd like to do with you. Would you be open then, or would you still feel awkward or even worse? Would you feel repulsed because you're a lady in the street and a freak in the bed? Though no one can see that side at first, but we all know you have a freaky side. We all know that, okay? Trust me. Every woman that I've met has a freaky side, okay? Whether they do it in public and they show it, or they do it in private and they tell about it, because I've heard the stories, all right? Though no one can see that side at first, we all know you have that freaky side. And I bet it's something that would make me, Jack, the host of Geo's Passion, it would make me blush, okay? See, I'm not going to play games or take your coyness for the real person that you already told me you are. You already told me that you were a freak, okay? And like Orange Juice Jones sang in his song, I saw you and him walking in the rain. He says it, silly rabbit, tricks are made for kids, all right? So don't go stand there talking about, oh, you make me feel awkward. Oh, you were talking about Vanilla and you were showing me Unholy by Sam Smith. Mommy don't know that he's getting hot at the body shop doing something unholy. Y'all know what that is, all right? It's a sick song. It's a sick song in the sense of it's really good. The video is even sicker, but in the sense of like, whew, that's weird. Above my 50 Shades pay grade, okay? But you know, okay? You know you into that. So see, I tell it like it is. I'm open, and some women might just be used to the simps. You know what the simp? The simpletons? Oh, those easy beta guys who are like, yes, yes, miss. Oh my God, I love you. Oh my God, oh my God. They face every day in life, these simps, okay? Guys who will bow down to you. Guys who will text you, hey, beautiful, to see how your day went or how your day's going. Or a guy who might not be perfect, but you'll look forward to spending time with, even though you know he's an asshole, all right? He's a pure asshole. He's proven to you that he's an asshole, but he's safe. And you can dictate his behavior because he will never tell you his real intentions. You won't respect a guy like that, but you'll be concerned with an open and straightforward guy like me. Why? Why? I don't know. But now let me ask you a question. So I'm a little flirty. I'm not hitting on you. But have you ever known a guy who's greeted you with hugs and kisses? And you misconstrued it as being a sign that you're into the person or the person's into you? No, 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 no. Where have we gone wrong? And why is it that we can't be back in the days? We can't be back in those days where men and women were just friendly and caring and could joke around without someone either getting offended or the message or signals getting crossed. We were more open back in the days. Now with the social media and all this other crap, everybody's offended. I would say everybody's offended. My form of communication is direct, and I mostly get my message across. What you see is what you get. You want me to bullshit you? Ain't gonna happen. I'll tell you straight up if I'm into you. Or I'll flirt with you, and I'll let you know I'm flirting or hitting on you. I'll also let you know if you're just not right for me. I'll tell you in a joking way that your behavior or your way of being is not good for me. And would not make it conducive to us getting together for anything else but carnal fun. Well, I'll just say, you and I can never get together or date because I'm no good for you. It's almost like saying, it's not you, it's me. You know that line? It's not you, it's me, oh my God. But let me tell you something. With all this thing that's going on, as men get older, we have learned to become stronger in our lifestyles. Making more money, getting healthier, and suddenly becoming pickier with the women we want. For me, I've dated or married six-figure women and those who worked in an amusement park. Okay? Big difference? Big difference financially and the things that they've had and the places that they've lived. But I've dated or married a six-figure woman or six-figure women, and I've also dated or married women who work in an amusement park. And you're like, wow, that's a big difference. That's a big spectrum. And I will tell you, as time passed, as I got more mature, as I got more money, as I built on my career, as I found myself, that six-figure woman came. Ah, you see, you're starting to see something there, right? Ah, okay. So now I never asked how much money they made, okay, or what they could bring to the table. Growing up, it wasn't about dating or marrying up. It was about the companionship. Men and women nowadays, they've gone astray, you know. But back in the day, it was all about companionship. And I want to say, 5 years ago, it was about companionship, you know. Before TikTok, it was about companionship. So you had or you could get a woman who would marry and have a family with you for many years. Men used to look for a partner no matter how much they made or what they brought to the table. They just wanted someone who can complete them. Like Jerry Maguire. You complete me. Now, I'm going to tell you, for those of you who know about my Dallas chick, that's all true. We travel, we support each other, we still allow each other to do our own things every day. You know what I'm saying? We do our own individual things. We don't suffocate each other. That's a big thing in a relationship. Not to suffocate your significant other. That's why time together, when available, is so good. We just want to enjoy each other's company. And there's no strings attached. There's no bitching. There's no moaning. There's no complaining. There's flirting and hitting on each other. And what's sexy of it all is the outcome afterwards. We are comfortable enough in our relationship that we know when we're going to let's get it on. Ooh, come on, Barry White. Ooh, let's get it on. Or we just want to Netflix and chill because we just want to be sensual and not sexual. Remember, there's a difference to being sensual and not sexual. Now, let me tell you, real men have changed with the whole social media, Instagram, TikTok mindset. It has affected women. Men have changed and women have changed. But it has affected women a little negatively. Negatively in the sense of women are pushing feminism, the overuse of misogyny, and the patriarchy. And feminism in a negative way, not a positive way. They're telling women it's okay to be fat. And yet expecting men to be okay with it. And when men turn it down, then the women are upset. And they go, I don't understand why you don't love me. I'm fat. You know, you're fat phobic. No. No. If we're busting our ass, we're doing what we got to do to better ourselves. Shit, we ain't going to take somebody like you who ain't doing the same thing. All right? We might go down a little bit in our selection of women. But it might be for age. It might be for beauty and stuff like that. It ain't going to be because you're a fat bastard and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm fat. I'm, you know, I'm eating cheesecake and shit like that. You got to select me because the new modern feminism and body shaming says you have to take me. Nope. 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 I wish I had that button that you could press that goes, nope. Men are not steering into that. Men are not steering into that. Men now are looking for women who are younger, have less body counts, and can bring something to the table besides just being another pretty face on social media. You know, on these YouTube videos, men ask women, you know, why should men select you? Why should high value men select you? Because I have loyalty, because I'm pretty, because I'm a 10. That don't mean shit. Because you're loyal, pretty, and a 10, yet you're 35, 40 years old, you hit the wall, and yet you got a 25-year-old, 20-year-old who's legal. Who, if they, you know, the man has money or he's self-established and stuff like that, he would prefer them over the 35, 40 year old because they don't have to deal with a lot of body count. They don't have to deal with a lot of bullshit that some of the older women have dealt with. A la Andrew Tate. And many of you hate Andrew Tate. I don't know why, but he speaks the truth. You say, oh no, he's a misogynist. No, he doesn't. He's not a misogynist. He speaks his truth, what he believes in. Okay. And you know, hey, I'm lucky because the fact that, you know, the women that I've had in my life, the ones that I married and the ones that, you know, bear my children were not the modern women that are today, you know. It's crazy. And yeah, divorce happens and things happen, but still, man, I take them over any of the modern day women nowadays that are, you know, in the 30s, 40s, 50s, because it's crazy. There's not many women out there who will really, 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 you know, equate to what, you know, what the women were back in the day, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. that that you can have a relationship with. And even if you're divorced and stuff like that, still, when you first got married, it wasn't like the women today. Even some of the younger women, even some of the 25-year-old women, you know what I'm saying? Men are looking for a woman who can be traditional and build a family, especially now with the culture the way it is, because the men have improved themselves. A woman who does not belong to the streets is always going clubbing or hanging out with their chicken head friends. Men don't want those type of women who are clubbing, who are going out with the single girlfriends, who are always posting on social media, hey, oh my God, look, I'm drinking and I'm humping this guy and blah, blah, blah. That's, it's crazy, but it's true. You know what I'm saying? But that's for men who are looking for a woman and a relationship. Now, you got two, you know, like when I did the Halloween hypergamy, I talked about, you know, the women splintering off into different groups, and men are splintering off into different groups also. You know, you have those men who like want a relationship and are looking for a woman to bear their children, to have a family and stuff like that. But in today's time, older men are not looking for relationships or to get married with a woman. You got to understand that now they have more money, status, better looks, and health. Men are looking for fun, sex, and someone who isn't going to have so much baggage that they instantly become a baggage handler at the airport of love. You understand? Some of these women, like I said in previous podcasts, they've got 3, 4, 5 baby daddies. If I'm a man, I bust my ass 40 to 60 hours a week. All right. I go to the gym the other time that I'm off. I'm making money. I'm taking care of myself. The last thing I want to do is spend all my hard-earned money, hard-earned time with some woman who has, you know, 6 kids from different daddies who doesn't make a lot of money. I'm going to waste my money on that? No, I'm going to look for the woman who hasn't been through that many bodies, if you want to call it that, or even if she's got a past, you understand? Even if she's divorced, she doesn't have many kids or the kids are not living at home, who's pretty, who's healthy, all right, who looks young and who can travel and do other things that I want to do or the other men want to do, because the fact is that now they have options. Now these men are doing better, yet the women are not. So that's the pattern that's going on now with this big feminism movement, a big tick-tock-tock-tock-tock-tock thing. You know what I'm saying? Now, again, like I said, the men have more money, better looks, health, they have status. And now I will tell you, it's true more today than it was in 1999. You might be like, 1999? What, Prince? No, not Prince. Not much has changed with certain things about men, like Chris Rock said in his comedy, Bigger and Blacker. 1999, Chris Rock came out with a comedy show, Bigger and Blacker. And one of the lines that an old coworker from New York had me hear, because he bought the CD, and I was like, oh, this is hilarious. But I'm going to read this excerpt to you from the show. And it says, and I'm going to try to do it in a Chris Rock voice. You know what men want? Food, sex, silence. That's it. Food, sex, silence. Feed me, fuck me, shut the fuck up. Our goals seem very attainable, don't they? Women, it's hard to figure women out. It's hard being a guy. We always think we can buy sex. If I take her here, she'll give me some. If I buy her this, she'll give me some. Nothing gets you nothing. A woman knows if she's going to fuck you within the first 5 minutes of meeting you. Women know right away. They're shaking hands like, I'ma fuck him. I hope you don't say nothing too stupid. That's right, fellas. Don't say nothing too stupid, because women are all about the mood. If she's in the mood to fuck you, shut up and let it happen. Shout out to Chris Rock. He is the best. Oh, my God. Even when Will Smith smacked him, man, that was it. So I will tell you. Now, the only problem with that is that was 1999. The only problem with that is that TikTok wasn't around. Now, there's some women who date just to get a free meal. There are women who say, use men and don't give them anything in return, which is why men are no longer taking women on dinner dates. They prefer coffee, tea, or drinks. Why are we going to spend a large amount of money on you? Yes, missus. I mean, not Mrs. Oops. Yes, miss. Why are we going to spend a lot of money on you if, quote unquote, men ain't shit? And, quote unquote, you don't need men. You want equality. Okay, you want equality? Buy your own fucking meals. Okay? And as a matter of fact, since, you know, you're the boss, babe, you're the boss, bitch, why don't you pay for my meal, too, instead of me paying for your shit? Okay? How about that? And as you get to know a woman better, you both should pay for each other's different dates. If you made it past that, you know, that fake-ass first date, and you guys have been hanging out for a little while and stuff like that, you know, and you pay, and she pays you stuff, and you pay, and she pays you stuff, now that's a good start there, you know? I pay, you pay, etc. I think that's sexy and powerful and a real way of being flirty. So at the end of the day, look, I'm going to be me and you need to accept and understand it. I'm that guy who hugs, cuddles, and kisses while on a Netflix and chill date. I'm that guy whose friends of the opposite sex feel free to change naked in front of me. Yeah, women change naked in front of me. Why? I'm that guy, you know? Man, you're comfortable. That's it. What's up? Oh, Jack, what's up? Oh, hey, how you doing? Oh, let me change. We're going to go hang out. All right, yo, I'll be right here. Okay, sounds good. They know my intentions. My intentions are up front. You understand? I say everything. Hey, this is this, this is that, da, da, da. I'm not that creepy guy who will orbit you, a.k.a. social media stalk you. But I'm the guy who you might crush on after spending time together with and getting to know. The guy who you'll feel comfortable enough for a situationship and that might even lead to sex, or even the guy or friend you date to not be that lonely woman who just goes home and watches TV alone with a bottle of wine till you fall asleep. So even though I'm not flirting or hitting on you, think about who I am and how I treat you and others. Then realize you might want me to flirt or hit on you because I'm open and you'll always know what you're getting with me. No strings attached. I won't orbit you. I won't social media stalk you. I won't text you like the others. I won't care about your daily activities or how you feel. But I will be there when you want to chat and run ideas by me. When you need a wine delivery for Netflix and you decide you don't want to drink alone. Or when you want to go out and are comfortable paying your own way and I pay mine. Just so you won't be home alone. Okay? Yes, I'm that guy. You can have a great group of girlfriends, but there's nothing like having a male friend who will be with you, spend time with you, and even help you with your sensual and sexual desires, because skin beats batteries every time. Woo! Let's go, baby. Let's go. I will say it again. Skin beats batteries every time. Oh, man. I didn't think I was going to get through that one. Thank you, everybody. So I just want to let you know also, this podcast episode is being sponsored by Tampa Lux Homes and the TampaLuxHomes.com website. TampaLuxHomes.com will give you updated information on the housing market and is a way to reach out to Jack, me, a licensed realtor in the Tampa Bay area for your home service needs. Remember, Tampa Bay has an award-winning airport, major sporting events, concerts, beaches, and great restaurants. Whether buying or selling, Jack, me, is experienced in the Tampa Bay residential market and can help whether local or relocating from out of state. Remember, I have done the move from New York City to Tampa, and I can help you too. If you're not moving for a year or retiring for a year, I can help you purchase a new construction home, which is taking about a year to complete lately, or there's numerous inventory homes right now with incentives from the builders, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $45,000. That way you can have a newly built home when you're ready to move to the Sunshine State, the free state of Florida, and the Tampa Bay area. Remember, the website is spelled T-A-M-P-A, Tampa, L-U-X-E, Lux, H-O-M-E-S, homes.com. Jack and the Tampa Lux Homes is here for your residential real estate needs. Now back to the episodes. Always got to do a little shout out there. You know, not only geospassion.com, but TampaLuxHomes.com. So, yeah, the market's a little crazy. I'm going to talk more about that later. But, you know, making it happen, and things are shifting, but I don't know if they're shifting well enough. So remember, you can also leave a comment or voice recording. You don't have to leave your real name, since the motto of Geo's Passion is some names have been changed to protect the innocent and not so innocent. Enjoy the ride. So let's go. You know what time it is. Come on. Yeah. So this leads to the social media questions that were voted on by Geo's Passion and the Geo's Passion Posse, GPP, and the place to be. The followers on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, and Twitter. So I threw out a couple of questions out there like I always do. And I currently have a couple more on Instagram right now. I think I got one left. You know, don't forget to go vote on that. So the first question is, are you willing to date a friend to not be lonely? Remember the earlier podcast episode, I spoke about that. So GPP, Geo's Passion Posse in the social media era, stated, yes, 50%. I'm willing to date a friend to not be lonely. That's deep, especially in the holiday season coming up. You remember? Cuffing season? Woo, let's go, baby. No was 33%. And I need to make more friends to not be lonely, 17%. Yes, you need to make more friends not to be lonely. But if you are lonely right now, you got a chance to date a friend. If that friend's cool, 50% say yes. So let's go. Next poll question was, do you like to hug, cuddle, and kiss on Netflix and chill dates? Remember, I'm bringing the wine. 75% of you said yes. 13% of you said no. And 12 of you said only sex for me. That means 12% of you will go over for a Netflix and chill date and not bother hugging, cussing, cuddling, or kissing. They just bang, 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 straight out sex. So that's 12%. But yeah, 75% of you said, yeah, I like to hug, cuddle, and kiss on a Netflix and chill date. Even if it's some stupid show like, what the hell is that show that I've been recommended lately? Love is Blind. Yeah, Love is Blind. 20 minutes into that bad boy, I was gone. I was done. Finished. Finito. So, but anyway. Next poll. Have you ever gone to a nude resort or club? Yes, 13%. No, 87%. I can see where that's from. And I'll tell you why. Because, like, there's not a lot of nudist resorts or clubs in the United States. Fortunately, I live in Tampa Bay. And Tampa Bay does have a lot of nudist resorts and clubs. So if I was doing specific poll in the Tampa Bay area, the answer for that would probably be 87% yes, 13% no. So but yeah, it's opposite. Today it's have you ever gone to a nude resort or club? Yes, 13, no, 87. Next one is, have you ever crushed on a friend that led to sex? This one was good. I tell you, this one was good. 75% of you said, yes, I have crushed on a friend that led to sex. Boom. Oh, baby, you come on, got what I need. Everybody. And you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. You say he's just a friend. Let's crush. You say he's just a friend. I just had to, man. Anyway, have you ever crushed on a friend that led to sex? 75% yes, 25% no, and 0% said I never had a crush. So GPP is always crushing. Oh yeah. But the fact that they always crushing doesn't mean they always lead to sex. But a majority of you lead to sex. Nah, 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 nah. And the final question of the day. Dum, 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 dum. The final question of the day is, opposite sex friends ever change in front of you? Like I told you, I've had women change in front of me naked. We're friends. Why? Because I'm me. I'm not that fake guy who's like, oh my God, I can't believe it. No, I'm like, yo, yeah, I've seen it all before. Okay, change. Yeah, that looks good for you for tonight. Hey, it might be chilly outside. You might want to wear a little sweater or some thigh-high boots. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But opposite sex friend never change in front of you. Yes, 25%. No, 75%. and I don't have a friend of the opposite sex, 0%. So, all of GPP has friends of the opposite sex, and 75% of you have not had a friend of the opposite sex change in front of you. So, again, I'd like to thank GPP and the Geo's Passion Posse for actively voting in the polls and passing it on to your friends and social media so they can vote too. If you haven't joined GPP, remember to subscribe at geospassion.com. Let's continue to grow the Geo's Passion Posse. Yeah, baby, let's go. You know what time it is? Yeah, it's not baseball time because baseball's over. The Astros, the Houston cheating Astros, defeated the Philadelphia Phillies in 6 games to earn their second World Series championship. I wonder if they cheated. We probably won't know if they cheated on this one for like a little while because it took the Yankees and took baseball in general a couple of months to know that the Astros cheated last time. So, you know.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Anyway, I will tell you my Dallas Cowboys suck ass. They lost to the horrible Green Bay Packers. Shout out to you, Andrew. Because your team beat my Dallas Cowboys by a score of 31-28 in overtime last week. And they play the Minnesota Vikings coming up. I wish Cooper Rush was still the quarterback because I haven't seen anything big with Dak Prescott. I haven't been impressed with Dak Prescott. I mean, there's games where, yeah, at the end we blow them out. But in the beginning, we're hurting. We're like 0-0 for the first half. I'm like, bro, seriously? You serious about that? And of course, this season, the NFC is kicking ass. That's the shit that pisses me off. Because the Eagles are 8-1. They only lost to the Redskins, all right? I mean, the Commanders. The Giants are in second with a record of 7-2. The Jets are up there, too, like 6-2, 7-2, something like that. I'm like, what? And then the Cowboys are in third with a record of 6-3. Yeah. And the Redskins are in fourth, so... looking at the playoff picture, the Cowboys are the sixth, number six in the NFC for the wild card chances, and the Bucks are number four. So Brady's early divorce might have helped them stay in playoff contention. The Bucks won another one. This was the second win since Tom got divorced from Giselle. So shout out Tom Brady. The Bucks are first again, and they have a record of 5-5 in the NFC South. Fire the cannons! Boom, 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 boom. If you've never been to a Bucks game, whenever the Bucks score a touchdown, they fire the cannons 7 times. And if you're sitting under the cannons, you better bring earplugs. Because, whoo, they're loud. They're loud and proud. The Florida State Seminoles have a record of 8-3 with their 49-17 win against the Louisiana Lafayette Raging Cajuns. The Seminoles are second in the ACC, and they have a big game at home in Tallahassee against the University of Florida Gators on November 25th at 7:30 p.m. It's going to be good. Let's go. Let's go, Noles. Oh, is that the Noles or is that the... Indians. Anyway, the Miami Hurricanes are 5-6 with their loss of 40-10 versus Clemson. Man, the Miami Hurricanes have been working on their program since Devin Hester left in, God, 16 years ago. Man, I've been here in Florida 16 years. Yeah, something like that, bro. Damn, that sucks. But in better news, in hockey, the Lightning are third in the Atlantic Division with a record of 10-6. And that's your sports update for now. I will tell you, sports have been a little rough lately, so we'll see what's up, all right? Pero tú sabes las cosas que están pasando. Te voy a decir la hora porque es la hora de financia. Hey! And in finance, according to AAA, the price of fuel in Tampa is currently an average of $3.45, and it's around $3.98 in the Bronx. Crude oil is $80.08 a barrel, which is down a couple of dollars. So that's good. Hopefully it'll keep the price of gasoline down. The U.S. dollar index has gone down $5 to $106.97, making it more affordable for other countries to purchase U.S. goods and services. One United States dollar equals 97 cents euros or euro cents, and one United States dollar equals 84 pounds sterling cents. I believe that's how you say it. And this whole reduction in the value of the dollar reflects the decrease in the price of the dollar in the index that I previously mentioned. So, the weaker the dollar, the stronger the other currencies are against the dollar. So that's why when the dollar was around 112 on the index, it was like 101, euro. So, but it's all relative. Now, Oh, crypto. So in crypto, the price of Bitcoin is currently around $16,697. Ethereum is currently $1,218. Solana is $12.75. Cardano is 32 cents. And Matic is 87 cents. Matic was $1.25 about 2 weeks ago. And my stupid butt didn't sell. My average is 108. I should have sold, but that's all right. Now, I will tell you the reason why some of the major coins have gone down. It's because of what's going on with FTX. So crypto has tanked because of the crash of FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried hiding out in the Bahamas. CNBC said Bitcoin prices sank as FTC contagion spreads, and Genesis, it's another crypto platform, halts withdrawals. So I know some people who have their coins with Genesis. Luckily, they're not, in the mood to take out any money anytime now. So that's good. They'll sit it and ride it out. If you Google FTX for the bankruptcy news and to see why Binance founder CZ saw major red flags when he was going to take over FTX. This is what started pretty much. CZ did some due diligence, and it led him to pull back due to his one-day due diligence. Just one day it took him, and he was like, ooh, FTX is full of crap. And that publicly caused FTX to crash. When CZ said on Twitter, hey, we're not going to buy FTX. Binance will not buy FTX because of the fact is that there's some things going on there that I don't like. And it was straight out. And then people started pulling out the money of FTX and realized, yeah, FTX was playing the old Ponzi scheme and the old hide the money. So that's what happened with that. So many people are saying that this will be the straw that will break the camel's back when it comes to crypto and the U.S. government oversight. So we'll see what happens there. I forgot this guy's name. He still hates Charlie Munger. Charlie Munger was on CNBC this week, and he hates, like legit hates crypto. And so there's Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett hates it too. So we'll see what's up. But yeah, I'm down. I'm down in the stock market. I'm down in the crypto market. Luckily, when it turned green, when Apple turned green, I sold that. So I was good there. But then I put some into Tesla and Amazon, and the stock market is still shaky with me in the red by 25% between Tesla and Amazon, which are looked at as leading indicators of the market. On Friday, Tesla's price closed at $179.30 and Amazon's price closed at $93.98. Finally, gold is up $1,759.70, which it was down $14 in a week, but it was up like $100 in the month, and it's still good compared to a couple of weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? So, Tigre de Tampa, Eduardo, you're doing pretty good there, Papa. So now I will tell you, like I always tell everybody, don't forget to sign up with my Robin. Are you flirting with me? I think you're hitting on me. Stop hitting on me and flirting with me, okay? All right, stop. Anyway, don't forget to sign up with Robinhood. My link is in the description to start your account. We both get stock, and it helps us start growth and build generational wealth. So I will tell you, always remember my legal warning and advice, my legal warning and notice. Yes, all right, I'll tell them, calm down. I am not a financial advisor. Only spend the money you feel comfortable to lose. And my comments in this entire finance section is for entertainment purposes only. That's right. You know, like I always say, don't spend the money that you don't have, because at the end of the day, you need that money for your bills, you know, for your mortgage and for your taxes going up, your property values in some markets still going up. So now I will give you some good news in the housing market. Finally, the long-term mortgage rates tumbled to 6.61% on a report by our buddy Matt Ott, who always reports every week for us. Last week, a 30-year fixed rate loan averaged 7.08%. And this week, it dropped almost half a percentage point to 6.61%. So that's a significant drop. That's a very significant drop. As science suggests, inflation may have peaked. But then again, we saw that before. You know what I'm saying? So now a report from the AP. And it says the average long-term U.S. rates tumbled by nearly half a point this week, but will likely remain a significant barrier for potential home buyers, as Federal Reserve officials have all but promised more rate hikes in the coming months. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac reported the 30-year rate fell to 6.61% from 7.03% last week, and a year ago the average rate was 3.1%. The rate for a 15-year mortgage, which is popular for refinancing, fell to 5.98% from 6.38% last week. And last year, it was 2.39%. Thank you, Biden. Thank you, Brandon. 2 weeks ago, the Fed raises short-term lending rate by another 0.75 percent points, three times its usual margin. For a fourth time this year, as a part of its inflation fighting strategy, its key rate now stands at a range of 3.75 to 4%. There have been some hope that the Fed would begin to dial down the rate increase as more evidence comes in the prices that have peaked. However, recent comments by the Fed officials have turned down that optimism. James Bullard, who leads the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, said Thursday that the Fed may have to raise its benchmark interest rates much higher than it previously projected to get inflation under control. The Fed's next two-day rate policy meeting wraps up on December 14th. The Labor Department reported last week that a consumer inflation reached 7.7% in October from a year earlier. It's the smallest year-over-year rise since January, which is good. That's a good sign. Now, excluding volatile food and energy prices, which is also known as core inflation rose 6.3% in the past 12 months. On Wednesday, labor reported that prices at the wholesale level fell for the fourth straight month. Those figures were all lower than economists had expected, but it remains to be seen whether it's enough to get the Fed ease off the jumbo rate hikes. Let's go, Fed, ease off a bit. 3 weeks ago, the average long-term U.S. mortgage rate topped 7% for the first time in more than two decades, which combined with sky-high home prices, they have crushed the home buyer's purchasing power by adding hundreds of dollars to monthly mortgage payments. But the thing is, some people still have money out there. They see it go up to 7%, 6.6%, and they're scared. They're like, oh my God, the mortgage rates have gone up. So, but still, again, like I said, when I first moved here in 2004, 2006, I bought another house. It was 6.6%. Yeah, it was what it is now, pretty much. 6.6%. And nobody was crying back then. You understand? So, and it was before the market crash in 2008. So, I mean, like, really? Come on, bro. 6.6 is not that bad. What it is that a lot of people were expecting the big decrease to stay. And, you know, and the big prices of the mortgage rates to go to stay down, you know, in the ones, twos, and threes. But you know, if you have money, if you have some savings, and you can afford the monthly rent, hey, remember, like I've seen the memes out there, and shout out to, you know, those mortgage brokers and mortgage lenders and realtors who posted it too. They said that the 6.6% or 7% or 7.0% is not 100%. And what's 100%? 100% is rent. And, you know, that mortgage rate, you're paying some money to borrow some money for your property. But when you're renting, 100% of that is going to your landlord. Okay? So, I mean, you figure it out. You know, if you want to buy that house and you're missing it by maybe a couple hundred bucks, you know, work hard or work a couple extra hours. Hey, if you're healthy enough, you know, or if you can go to another job that's going to pay you more money, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see what's up. Again, sales of existing homes have declined for eight straight months as borrowing costs have become too big of an obstacle for many Americans already paying for food, gas, and other necessities at a higher price. On top of that, homeowners seeking to upgrade or change locations have held off listing their homes because they don't want to jump into a higher rate on their next mortgage. I've told you that in the past episodes. You know, you got a house, you had to refinance, or you bought it at 2-3%. Now you're going to jump into another house, and if it's the same price of your house, okay, so you take away the money, you drop the money into the new house, but you still got a 6%, 6.6 or almost 7% interest rate. So you're paying more money monthly. To some people, again, it might be worth the sacrifices. So the sagging housing market has prompted real estate companies to dial back their financial outlooks and shrink their workforces. That's the huge thing right there. Online real estate broker Redfin is letting go of 862 employees and shutting down its instant cash offer subsidiary called Redfin Now. That's huge. That's huge. Redfin also laid off 470 employees in June, blaming slowing home sales. All right. Now, through attrition and layoffs, Redfin has slashed more than a quarter of his workforce on the assumption that the housing downturn will last at least through 2023. Remember, Redfin's big, so they're saying it's going to last through 2023. It said that in a regulatory filing. You know, it's laying people off because it's expecting it to get worse. Another online real estate broker, Compass, has laid off hundreds of workers this year. And Compass is huge, too. They're big in California. When I went to Fort Lauderdale, there was an office of Compass right on Las Olas Boulevard. And I was like, oh, sweat. There you go. Look at that, Compass. And when they talk about laying off people, realtors are not the people that they're laying off. Because remember, realtors are independent contractors. What they're laying off are some of their other staff, like transaction coordinators, the admin, the secretaries, whatever they call them now, and stuff like that. Those type of people are the ones that are getting laid off, you know. But again, like I said, and I've always said this, and I said it numerous times, what recession? We're not in a recession. Come on, we're in a recession. Get out of here, we're in a recession. Lies, we're not in a recession. No. But again, I'd like to thank the National Association of Realtors and the Associated Press for this in-depth information. I'll bring it to you every week. I'll upload the written verbiage of that on tampaluxhomes.com. I'll be doing that tomorrow. And then it's going to be under the mortgage news section. And just check that out. It'll be the updated information. I'll try to put that up there every weekend after I get it so that you, my GPP, Geospatial Posse, can be up to date and informed on what's going on in the market. And again, especially if you're going to buy something in the Tampa Bay area, you know, as you roll out with me and we go look at homes, you know, I'm going to get you pre-qualified first because that's how we roll. I want to make sure that the homes I'm showing you are the homes that you can afford. So that's how we do it. Now, as we end this episode, I just want to let you know I'm working on getting 2,000 subscribers and followers. I currently have 729. Let's go. Hook a brother up. Come on, baby. Let's subscribe and follow on any listening platform. And don't forget, if you have a good story and would like to be interviewed for the podcast, please reach out to me and we'll collaborate. All right. You can message me on the geospassion.com website, or you can send me a recorded voice message on the Anchor FM and Spotify podcast app, podcast pages. They have the link, and it says record a message there. It'll ask you what microphone you want to use. Most of the times, you know, you're using the one on your cell phone or you're using the one on your computer because you don't have an external mic like, the ones I use for podcasting and stuff like that. So Again, GPP, Geospatial Posse, I love you all. I appreciate you helping me get through this rough time that I've been going through. I know it gets better. It gets easier sometimes. And, you know, it's just, I really appreciate everything. And, you know, I'm going to make it through with friends, family, and with the posse. So, again, you guys and you gals kick ass. And, you know, if I smile at you, if I tell you a compliment, if I say something, that doesn't mean I'm hitting on you. That doesn't mean I'm flirting with you. That's just me. Well, everybody, I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode of Geo's Passion and the Geo's Passion Posse. Shout out to you guys and gals. Don't forget to follow, subscribe to the podcast no matter what listening platform you're on. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, and many more. Don't forget to follow Geo's Passion on the social media scene with Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and my YouTube videos. I'm working on getting 2,000 subscribers and followers. I am almost there. So hook a brother up, all right? Let's build Geo's Passion and the Geo's Passion Posse together. I thank you all. And remember, like I always say, some names have been changed to protect the innocent and not so innocent. Enjoy the ride. I'm Jack. I'm your host. And I'm out. Peace. Woo! Let's go.